Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's edition of Bullring Breakdown. Thank you all for listening. I do want to remind everybody, please like and subscribe on the YouTube page, Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever you listen to this. Give 5 stars, download, all that good stuff. I do want to, I guess, just say that, I look forward to the banquet coming up on November 1st. That should be a good time. The second annual sponsorship banquet that was already in the books, that was held at the Addison Eagles Club. Want to give a shout out for them to them. Excellent food as always. And I just want to thank them for being our hosts, all the sponsors that made time to come down and spend the evening with us. It was a lot of fun. And just trying to work on getting things pieced together for next year already. Never sleeps here for the for some of us at the Woodhaw Raceway. But like I said, the banquet coming up on November 1st, that should be a good time. I hope to see everybody there. Winter kind of seems too long sometimes. I see a lot of these people every weekend, and then it seems like all winter I never see any of them. So everybody's busy and doing their own things in the winter. But I do want to also just to remind that the interviews are brought to you by D&L Disposal. They should be their first call for your waste management needs. They offer regular residential garbage route in Jasper, Troopsburg, Woodhall, Addison, and the surrounding areas. Aside from that, they also offer dump trailer service rentals for your bigger needs. They'll drop it off at your location. All you have to do is load it up. They'll come and take it away. Give them a call today at 607-382-7609 to get started with D&L Disposal, the premier residential waste management service in the Woodhall area. And hey, I'm excited for this one. A guy I don't really know much about, but I'm going to have the Wicked Tee Quad C track champion joining me here this evening, Blake Snyder. I don't know much about him, like I just said, and I think it was this, boy, if he's been to Woodhall, it hasn't been much. So this should be fun, and I can't wait to get him in here and get started. Let's do it. So Blake, how are we doing today?
Not too bad yourself.
Oh, no, I'm just happy to be here, I guess. Not really stoked for the long winter. I'm guessing it's a long winter for you too. Are you do you have any more plans for the rest of the year? Or
Well, I think the last race was last week, pretty much.
where'd you go last weekend?
Outlaw there.
How'd that go for you?
Ended fourth. Not too bad. I had to start 12th, redo 12th, 3 weeks in a row. So, not too bad. The three rear-wheel drive up front. I didn't really have much for them.
Yeah, well,
Pretty good night overall.
I've always been told that they're tough to compete with over there. But then I've heard the
Yeah.
opposite at Woodhall, so I guess it goes hand in hand, right?
Yeah.
Have you been over there a lot, or?
That was my first time there.
Okay, well, hey, you can't be unhappy with that, right? Fourth, the first time
Yeah.
there.
Yep. Yeah, pretty good night.
So I gotta ask, where did you come from, man? Because I've been to Woodhall a long time, and I could be wrong, but I don't remember really seeing your name pop up much at all. And then you kind of come this year, said, "Hey, we're gonna run this whole thing, race for a championship," and then you kind of cleaned house.
Well, we did race at Clinton County there for a few years, a couple years back. I came up there once years ago and didn't do real good. Then last year, the end of the year, between Nick and Wesley, they said come up and try it. We were down at Dunhill, so we came up. I won the first race that was there last year. And then the last race, I think I got second. And then this year, we built that other car. Didn't really plan on going for points. After a few races, it changed, I guess.
Right, and you race where do you race Friday nights? The Hill? Is
Yep.
that so how was that challenge working two nights?
Yeah, a lot of work to get both cars ready to go and then come home, unload one, load the other, and make sure everything's ready to go.
Right. Well, is it almost, I bet it's got to be almost easier having two cars.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, by the time you unload one and check everything over and load it again.
So how does your wash day go? Are you doing both of them on the same day or?
Normally not. I try to, and then too long till I get everything else done. Normally separate days.
Right. Yeah, that I mean, I couldn't even imagine. I know some guys do it, but you're one of them, but boy, I can't imagine the commitment one car takes, let alone two cars.
It's quite a bit of work, but worth it.
Right. So what I asked Aiden Grover, so he drove a modified at Outlaw and Woodhall. So what's it kind of like the adjustment? Do you have much of an adjustment period coming from one track to the other? So Friday night you're racing. I've never been to the hill, so I don't know what it looks like or nothing. But is there an adjustment period when you're getting back in the seat, or do you just kind of go and you already know what you're doing?
Well, not really. I mean, there's a little, of course, the tracks are a lot different between the banking and size, but a little bit different in cars. But most of the time, in it, I don't know, I'm pretty used to it.
Right. Is it a bigger track or a smaller one like Woodhull? It's small, right?
No, downhill's small, yeah.
Yeah. That, you know, is that closer to home?
They're both about an hour and a half, hour and 40.
Okay, so you got pretty good haul both nights then.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere closer to you or?
Clinton County, but they're bone stock pretty much and drama.
Right. Yeah, I've never been there either. Well, I don't think I've ever been there. Is there any track that you've never been to that you want to try out?
Not that I can really think of off the top of my head, but I like tried this year. We just got three new tracks there. The last 3 weeks, we went to new ones, all bigger races there. That was fun. I like doing that, but like to hit definitely some more of them next year, but not any exact track.
So other than Outlaw, what were the other new ones that you?
Fulton was the first one. That was 3 weeks ago, or 4 weeks
Okay.
now. And then Afton, and then Outlaw.
So how was Fulton?
I liked that track a lot. That was,
Did you? Yeah,
yeah.
I hear that track's a lot of fun to run, so
It's a little ways away from home, but
yeah, well,
good
yeah.
time.
I mean, you're from Pennsylvania, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's how long did it take you to get up there?
Just about 4 hours.
Woo. It's
It's a long
commitment.
Thursday night. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not one you can run weekly, is it?
No.
No. Do you like these? So Woodhull did it for years where the front wheel drive and the rear wheel drive were separated. Do you like them better together? Or I guess it probably depends on the track, right?
Yeah, honestly, it all depends. Woodhull, it seems like most of them we can hang with real competitive. When Chris Woodard showed up, normally if he was out front, it was over. But at Outlaw there, and I've heard a lot of people say that about Outlaw, that I didn't have nothing for the front two for sure. Probably, though, I don't think I would have really had a chance for the front three, but.
Right. Well, I've heard, you know, I don't think Wesley would mind me saying this, but Wesley dominated Woodhull for 4 years, and he would go over to Outlaw and just, I don't know if it's just the motor or exactly what it, because I don't know nothing about these cars really, so I don't know exactly what the deal is, but it just seems like they're so hard to compete with a rear wheel drive.
Yeah, it's weird there. And then at Dunhill, they're split up, but they're allowed race tires. I know. I'm not sure what else, but they have race tires. They're a lot faster than us, but that probably helps a lot, I would think. I'm not sure how it would be if they were together on street tires.
Right. When you go over to Outlaw, is that all? Is that just motor? Is that why you think they have the advantage over there? Or just they can
They
move
definitely have a
wider?
lot more speed in the turn.
Okay.
Looks like they handle a lot better, which I think they're, from what I've seen, they're allowed to do a lot more suspension work, but I'm
Okay.
not real sure.
Yeah, I don't know much about them. I don't really read the rules. I don't have to enforce them, you know. Did you so what are your plans for next year then if you're all done for this year? You said you want to travel more and hit some big races. Is that kind of just the plan for now, or?
Yeah, for now, pretty much go wherever we feel like it.
Right.
I think. I'm not sure. We got a lot of time yet. It could
Well,
change.
right. You know, I'd hate
But
to lose you at Woodhull, but sometimes it is nice to just go and do what, you know, whatever you feel like doing.
yeah, I'll definitely be there some for sure. I don't know
Okay.
about all year, but I'll be here, there, here, and there for
Yeah.
sure.
So how does it feel that you just kind of came there and just, I mean, because Wesley's been the guy to beat, you know, and he's won, I think it was 11 races the past 3 or 4 years, and it just seemed like you came and you were able to just clean up on everybody. How's that make you feel as a driver?
Real good. I knew coming in it wouldn't be easy. I knew he was good. I raced him downhill a couple times there.
Mm-hmm.
And Nate's car was real fast too.
Absolutely.
It was some good competition for sure.
Yeah, I will say the I think you won what? You won 5 or 6 races at Woodhall. I should have did more research, but
Yeah, something like that. I'm not real sure.
right. So you won, so let's say 5 or 6. But you had to work for them. They weren't 5 or 6 that you just kind of ran away. They were, I mean, Nate and Wesley and you know, Chris when he was there, Danielle, Kayla, they all gave you a good run for your money whenever they, that race was some of the best racing of the night.
Yeah, for sure. There was a lot of good competition there. It was some good racing.
Right. Did you ever feel bad for Nate Freeland? Because I always said that that guy would win a ton of races if his gas pedal worked for him the whole time.
Yeah, he definitely had a lot of issues with that. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel so bad because I'd have to imagine that's just one of those things that's just dumb,
Yeah.
just one of them things that are. Have you ever had an issue like that in your career?
No, ours are. I got a cable. Theirs are electric, so.
Oh,
The cobalt changed over to electric, which.
is yours a Cobalt?
No, it's a Cavalier.
Okay. Are there a lot of them running Cavaliers?
Yeah, a decent amount yet. They're starting to slim out, getting harder to find for sure.
Yeah,
More
I'd
people are
imagine.
going to cobalt, but
Yeah.
not there yet for sure.
I always thought Cobalt was what you wanted, but.
I'm told if I drive a cobalt, I'll never go back to a Cavalier, but I haven't tried one yet. I'm not sure.
Are both your cars Cavalier?
Yeah, Sunfire and Cavalier, same thing.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, I guess I don't know, but I wouldn't know any of that, for being a car guy, you would think I would know, but I don't know. I've always been told that the Cobalt were the way to go, but that's probably Cobalt people telling me.
Yeah, most people do say cobalt, but I'm not sure. I'd like to run one sometime just to see the difference, but
Well,
haven't yet.
I'll tell you, that Cavalier seemed to work pretty good.
Yeah, definitely worked pretty good up there for sure.
So how'd you do this season down at the Hill?
I won a championship there too.
Well, so you're 2 for 2 this season.
Yep, it's a good year.
Yeah, that is a
First
good
time
year.
for that.
Are you going to be at the banquet on the first? I'd have to imagine, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that should be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. I always enjoy that.
Yeah, it should be a good time.
Yeah. And now, how far? You said an hour and a half drive for that.
For the banquet?
Yeah,
I'm
that's.
not real sure. I don't even know where that is yet.
Yeah, that's pretty much Woodhall.
Okay, then yeah, hour and a half, hour and 40
Yeah,
minutes.
I think it's technically in Rathbone, but the Rathbone can't, and everybody that listens to this from there are all going to kick me. But when you're coming from that far, they're pretty much all the same idea. Just, up a different hill. That's all.
Yep.
So how'd you get your start in racing?
How do I start, you say?
Yeah. Well, I guess what got you into it?
Well, both sides of my family did some racing years ago, and then me and my dad built a enduro car for an asphalt track and ran there 2 or 3 times, and then we went on Clinton County there and tried that on dirt and were horrible at first for a while till we learned what we were doing a little bit. We were just there for a few years, then tried the hill, then came up there.
Did you ever think about sticking with asphalt?
No, I think I like dirt better for sure.
Yeah,
It's definitely a
me
lot
too.
different. I mean, the enduros we were doing were fun, but I never really did a full, like, took one of my cars and went out there and tried it.
Right. Have you ever ran one of them in on dirt, an enduro?
No.
No. I'll tell you what. 1 year I took an enduro car up to Canandaigua on, I think it was the hangover that they have there on July 1st, or yeah, January 1st.
Oh, yeah, I've
And
seen
I
that.
went into 3 and 4 about as wide open as you can go and hit a patch of ice. So, but that's fun. Do you like doing the enduros? Would you ever do one of them again?
Yeah, for sure, I would. Just two cars don't really have time to get much more ready. I was going to try to do that one at Bradford this year, but I didn't even start a car, so I'm over now. But was thinking about it mid-season, but didn't get there.
Right. When ran them, did you put a race seat in them and everything, or just run them stock?
One we did have a race seat in the first we didn't, and then we changed them over.
Yeah. I ran one with a race seat, and no, two with a race seat and one without one, and then I got out of the enduros. I saw too many people get hit wide open in the rear end by a bunch of idiots.
Sometimes they get pretty wild.
Yeah, and I said, you know what? I don't know if that's what I want, but it shouldn't go that way, you wouldn't think, but yeah, I don't know. The first time I ever did one, I'm sitting there. Did they start them at a standing start when you ran?
I think the original start was rolling, I
Okay.
believe.
So when I did it, they did a standing start. So we're all sitting there and I said, "All right, well, here we go. First enduro ever. Let's see how this goes." And I'm waiting, just kind of waiting for the guy in front of me to go to take off and then we can go, having a little bit of respect. Just get jammed right in the rear end. Just I had nowhere to go. I hit the guy in front of me. I'm like, "Wow, okay. All right, this is a little different than racing."
Yeah, for sure.
Did you have a learning curve from that, from the enduro to the racing?
Yeah, mainly the asphalt, the dirt, that's a lot different.
Right. So what is different about them? You just slide more?
Yeah, dirt, there's easier on tires for sure.
Is it?
100 lap enduro on asphalt, you gotta watch your tires. You end up blowing tires all the time if you don't have the right setup and tire on them. And dirt, you can slide around a lot more, of course. I don't
Yeah.
know. I just like dirt a lot better
Well,
overall.
I think we all do. I know people, there's people that don't, but I think we all do anyway. I always said that dirt racing seems to be more fun to watch, in my opinion. Nothing against the asphalt. I watch NASCAR almost every Sunday, so I can't really say much, but just if I had to pick one, I'd probably pick dirt. Do you watch any NASCAR or anything? Any other?
Yeah, some when I have time, but
Yeah.
not a ton.
Yeah, you're usually washing a car, right?
Yeah.
So what's your week look like?
Normally, if depending if a car's messed up or not, if one's real screwed up, I try to get the one that isn't done right away so I can focus on the other one. If neither one of them are banged up, just look them all over. Check everything out and then push them out, clean them all, let them dry. And normally I try to get a downhill car first, load that, and then have the other one ready to go Thursday for sure. So everything's ready to go
Right.
Thursday night.
Have you ever thought about telling your dad you need a second trailer?
Well, no, I have not. Should.
No.
To haul the car won't be bad, but everything else in it, changing it over or having double, that'd be the bad part.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really think about all your tools and stuff. You're gonna you
Yeah.
it would that it probably it might I would imagine that'd actually be harder than just loading a new car.
Swapping them over, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You have an enclosed trailer? Yeah, I've seen it.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. Well, that makes it a little bit nicer.
Yeah, the first half of the year we didn't. We ordered that and it was supposed to be done. Wasn't done till halfway through, but that was a even more of a pain unloading whole truck bed or two truck beds full every week and unloading. But definitely
So
makes it a lot nicer.
right. So you guys got that trailer this year?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's nice. It should last you a long time then.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. We had a smaller one, not quite as fancy there the last 2 years, then sold that and ordered this one because it was supposed to be done before race season. And like I said, the first half or close to half race season didn't have it, but then we got it. And it seemed to
Yeah.
be working pretty good, so.
Right. Well, that seems to be how it all goes, right? It'll be ready by race season, and then
Yeah.
race season gets here. Oh yeah, it's coming. It's almost done.
Yep.
That seems to be everything. Do you have any problems getting parts for your car?
Depending if it's something you get from the parts store, not really. Some of the parts hard to find now, but we have a few of them sitting around yet. We just got a couple more, so should be good for a little while.
Right. So, what do you guys do? Do you guys just find Cavalier parts and pick them up and?
Yeah, pretty much. We find a Cavalier for sale or something. Good deal, buy it. So we have it sitting here and either tear the parts off it and junk the rest or keep one, a good one if we have one, in case we need a whole car.
So, how many do you have? Any sitting out back right now? Just parts cars or?
At the garage, I believe there's four or five. So,
So you got 6 or 7 cars then?
yeah.
Wow, you're
Before
you.
this year, we didn't have much. We only had one, I believe, and then started looking because subframes are hard to find in good shape and rear ends. Been lucky enough to find a few.
How long have you been racing?
I'm 6 years, roughly, I believe.
6 years. So would you say 6 years, but this is probably the year you guys kicked it up a notch?
Yeah, I won the championship once at Clinton County and last year at Dunhill. This is the first year for two of them in 1 year.
Right. Well, and I meant more just the volume, because it seems like that this year you guys got the open trailer, you got all the parts cars, you guys got two cars going. It just seems like just kind of picked it up a notch, I guess.
Yeah, definitely got a little bit more into it. We did have three cars running at one point, up at three different people. But well, the one car is the one I run now at Woodhull, actually. And the other car, my buddy, he came up to Woodhull at the beginning of the year there and messed his motor up and haven't got that fixed yet. So, but yeah, definitely focus more on these two and making sure they're top of the line, ready to go.
Right. How does that go with the motor? Have you hurt your motor yet, or
The
knock
one
on
that
wood?
the two that I ran this year, they've been seem like they're running all good all year. The
Okay.
1 year I went through like four motors, I believe. But
Woo. How'd
yeah,
that go?
a lot of work and time,
Yeah.
that's for
Do
sure.
you rebuild them, or do you just put a new one in?
Most of the time, if they go, they blow the block out,
Okay.
mess it up bad enough, and just find a junkyard motor and throw
Okay,
it in.
so are you is that a bone stock motor that you got, or
No, it's got a different head on it.
yeah,
Some
that's
head
what I
works.
figured. Yeah, that's what I figured, because I don't know. I've been told that a bone stock could run there, but I don't know. As fast as you guys have been, it's hard for me to believe that just a 2.2 is going that fast. But
Yeah, Woodhull, it'd be tough to have a bone stock motor, I believe, on a normal night, anyhow.
right. Do you like the track when it was a little bit well, I guess I don't know. I'm trying to think four cylinders. I don't know how much tacky you guys really got this year, but do you like it a little more tacky, or do you like it kind of once it's dried off and a little more
I would say probably tacky,
okay.
Morley.
A little more bite.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if that'd be an issue with front wheel drives or not.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends, of course, where you're starting, what's going on with the night, but probably most of the time more tacky.
Right. Did so when you won the week before, did you like starting at the back of the redraw cars?
Well, it was more fun passing cars instead of starting out front. I hate doing that because hopefully, if the race goes right, you don't have to pass anybody because that's a couple
Right.
lap start. But it's
Right.
more fun, but depending who's starting out front, it's hard to catch up.
Right. Did you ever get worried going through lap traffic? What goes through your head when you're getting into lap traffic? And there was a couple of incidences this year. I don't know if you were one of them or not. You might have been, I can't remember, but where you get into lap traffic and they're racing side by side in front of you and you're just going, all right.
Yeah, the one race actually, me and Chris Woodard were side by side for like 4 or 5 laps straight, and lap car come down and wiped me out and went up over the bank.
You know what? I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
That
Yeah.
was a rough one there. But most of the time, if I'm in second or third or something like that, trying to pass cars, I love it. Hopefully, I can find a better line and get through it quicker. But if I'm out front, hopefully I have a little bit of a gap, and try to take my time somewhat if you need to, but not too much.
Right. Everybody always tells me on here that second's the place you want to be in lap traffic.
Yeah.
You get to watch the leader mess up a little bit before.
Yeah.
But. So it's all fun, I guess. Do you ever have a time where you just were so where ju you just wanted to punt somebody right out of the way?
Oh, yeah, a few times.
Yeah, well, I don't think you did, so good for you.
Yeah.
Because I've always said that the hardest thing I could ever imagine is when you're faster and somebody's just kind of in your way.
Yeah.
But I always go back and forth because I guess it's your job to get around him, but
Yep.
I could understand the frustration there too. Is your the car for the hill the same number 18?
Yep.
So how'd you come up with that number?
To be honest, I believe it was my soccer number when I was young, real young. I think I just got it gave to me, and then I don't know. Just cap it.
Okay. Where did you play a lot of sports growing up, or just
Wrestled
racing?
all.
What's
Wrestled
that?
all through. I wrestled all through high school. That was it.
Yeah,
That and raced.
you look like a wrestler. Do you watch any wrestling now? Keep up with it,
Oh, a
like
little bit of
collegiately, or
college. A little bit, not much.
I used to I used to always try to pay attention to Cornell because they're pretty local to me, but it's kind of hard because it's not really on anywhere.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that you really got to search out where, football and stuff is always just right there. But
Yep.
do you watch any sports or just race?
I watch some football for sure.
Yeah,
Probably most football.
who's your team?
Steelers.
Steelers?
Yep.
Well, well, there's worse teams, I guess, for me. I'm a Washington fan, so I don't really care about the AFC too much anyway, but so what do you think Aaron Rodgers?
To be honest, I haven't watched hardly any of this year.
No? All right. Well,
Not
hey, I'll
yet.
let it. A lot of people say that that's what they get into once racing's over.
Yeah, I still haven't got the cars all cleaned up and ready to be put away, so.
Right. So what's your winter plan here? Do you just take them apart, go through everything, and I guess what do you do for the winter?
Yeah, pretty much clean them up good and see if there's anything too major to worry about. Probably park them for a little bit and then get them out a little while before season and go over them real good. Probably make a couple of changes. I got to do the black car, got a little banged up there at Afton. I got to do a couple things to that before Parker for the year, but
How'd that race go for you, Afton?
I won my heat, redrew 12th,
Course.
and I was, yep, 3 weeks in a row. Couldn't believe it.
Really?
Yep.
Right.
Man, I was up to fifth. Yeah, I ran fifth for a while, and then a lap car got me good there. I was
No.
come right up and too quick to move and messed everything up. So I didn't even finish.
Well, the one thing to say is that at least if you're getting tangled up with a lap car, it usually means you're running up front before it happens. I
Yeah.
don't know if that's better or worse, but that's something.
Yeah.
Did you like that track too? Like running that track?
Yeah, that wasn't bad. I definitely like Fulton and Outlaw more
Really? Do you
out of the
like
last three.
the more wide open tracks?
Yeah, when you have a little more room, for sure.
Yeah. So you must really love Woodhull then, with all the room.
Yeah, that is nice. There's a lot of room there.
Yeah, it's kind of deceiving because I never thought there was, but there's a little bit of room. You
Yeah,
guys,
going from downhill to there, there's a lot of room.
okay. Yeah, like I said, I don't think I've ever been there. I probably should try sometime, but it's kind of hard. I've got my entire family talked into going to the races on Saturday, so it's kind of hard for me to, Friday, I almost have to kind of be the husband and the dad,
Yeah.
Let them get to pick what we do and everything. So, have you ever ran a demolition derby?
Oh yeah, I ran a lot
You
of them.
have?
Yep.
How'd you do?
I got quite a few wins.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh man. What do you run down in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, we went to Ohio twice. I don't know if we were ever in New York or not.
Really? Huh. Well,
Yeah,
look
I
at that.
got
Would you ever
silver
do it
10.
again?
Yeah, that's something next year too. I'm probably going to do a little bit of.
Oh,
I haven't the
really?
last 2 years I haven't really been able to between racing.
Okay.
But I got a few cars sitting here, so need to use them up.
Well, and with parts and pieces missing off them, that's almost the perfect thing to do with them.
Yeah.
You can almost put anything kind of bet in there, make it fit, and go,
Yep.
Did you run like the built ones or more stock?
Normally, just the bumper swap compacts.
Okay.
You can do tires and weld a little bit, not much. Put the
Right.
bumper on.
Yeah, that's what I
Most.
do, and I can't weld worth a shit, man. But we're out there trying.
Yep.
Had a lot of bumpers fall off, but I don't know how they do it so well, but do you do all the welding on your car?
Between me and my dad, normally.
Okay. Well, what do you do for work?
Railroad tie treating plant.
Say that again.
Railroad tie.
Yep.
We cut them, grade them, treat them.
Okay. Is that right where you live?
Yeah, it's 10 minutes away.
Well, hey, you can't beat that, right?
Yep.
Is that long hours, or what do you just 8 hour
No.
days or?
Yep.
Okay.
Most of the time, anyhow.
Yeah. Unless you
Not
get
too
real
many
busy.
weekends.
That's not too bad, I guess,
No.
So what do you work during the day?
Yep. Got first shift. I was on third for a little while, and then now I got full time first shift. So that
So
makes it nicer.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So what time are you getting home from the shop?
You mean after work?
After you go to work and then you gotta stop at the shop and work on your race car, what time you get home at night?
Well, most of the time they're here at the house in the garage.
Okay.
Unless something's majorly messed up, then we take them over to the garage. But
Okay.
normally I'm in the garage till 11 o'clock midnight.
And then you get up and go to work.
Yep.
I tell you, the commitment from you guys is outstanding. That's the one thing that I wish I could get across with this platform is to tell all the fans that you should appreciate what these guys do because holy cow, do they put in a lot of time and effort.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people realize how much time it takes to
Yeah.
have a car dialed in anyhow.
Well, and the one thing that I never realized until I started doing this job and talking to more people is I don't know about you four cylinder guys as much, but I know a lot of the bigger classes, they take every bolt out of the car.
Yeah.
Every bolt comes out, everything gets taken out, washed, gone through, tightened up. You guys, I'd have to imagine most of it pretty much stays, right? I'd have to
Yeah, you
think.
can't really take much off there without cutting welds and everything else.
Right. Yeah. But still, it's still a
Yeah, then you gotta pry the mud out of all the spots and stuff, so I don't know what's worse, you know?
Well, you know what? That's a good point too, because you got to get right under there with the scraper.
Yeah.
Do you like washing your car?
No,
I
hate
don't know
it.
if I've ever asked a four cylinder guy that. I guess I never really thought about that all the other people just take off their bodies, and you guys just got to get under there with a scraper in every nook and cranny you could think of and get it out manually.
Yeah, normally I end up being soaked, so wait till the end of the day to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun, but you got to do what you got to do. Have you ever thought about taking it through a car wash?
You mean like an automatic?
Yeah.
No, I never did.
Just kind of
It worked though.
drive through with the truck and trailer. It couldn't be the one with the doors, but
Yeah.
I don't know. Or I
Could
guess
try that.
shit, just take the car off, drive the car through.
Yeah, drive the car right through.
It'll get under the undercarriage and everything.
Yeah.
'Cause you guys don't have a hole in your hood, do you? There's no hole.
Nope.
Telling you, I might be it. Well, I'd
Probably
imagine
not.
you got a computer and everything on the in the dash, right?
Yeah, that's under the hood, actually, the
Oh,
computer.
okay.
There
So
can
there's
gauges and switches cover up, of course, but it's doable.
It is. That'd be something you imagine ever seeing that? Somebody driving their car race car through a car wash. But if that went bad, that'd be really miserable.
Yeah, sure.
But it is what it is. Well, Blake, I guess that's all I got for you. Do you have any, a heck of a season? I know that you don't do it all by yourself. Just why don't you? It's quiet now. I know most of the time drivers are used to doing it on the front stretch, and you don't get to remember everybody or hear everything. So, do you have any sponsors, anybody that helps you out that you just want to give a shout out to? Because really, two championships and two tracks—that's pretty awesome. And a fourth place and a good run at a couple of tracks you don't always go to too. So.
Yeah, Hewlett Hot Sausage, Mobile Services, OIP, R&K Haulers, Advanced Realty, Matt's Auto Body, P&K Transport, DJ Extremes, Miller Seamless Gutters, Crystal Springs Transport, and Fry's Gas and Oil all sponsor the car. And then my dad, big help, whether we got to take the car over to the garage and use the lift to change the motor or tranny or whatnot. Everybody else, you know. I come to the track, come to the garage, helps on it. It's
Right.
all a big help, sure.
I guess before I let you go, I do want to ask you, do you have a big group? Because it seems like to me that whenever I see you, it's just you and your dad.
This year was pretty slow. Most people are busy with work. A lot of my buddies got new jobs and stuff. So there wasn't too many. This year was pretty slow, but normally there's a decent amount that comes, but all depends who can get out of work or off work.
Yeah. Making the dollar takes away from all of our fun.
Yeah.
But we got to do it, right?
Yep.
All right, hey Blake, I appreciate you joining me here tonight. I'll see you November 1st. And I guess I just hope you have a good winter.
You do. Thanks for having me.
So once again, driver interviews or just any interview in general. I think next week I'm going to try to have a sponsor and sponsor next week. I've got it all planned out in my head, and I'll be honest, if it works out the way I'm thinking, you never know what might happen. But I do want to remind everybody that interviews are brought to you by D&L Disposals. They should be your first call for your waste management needs. They offer a regular residential garbage route in Jasper, Truscott, Woodhall, Addison, and the surrounding areas. Aside from that, they also offer dump trailer service rentals for your bigger needs. They'll drop it off at your location. All you have to do is load it up, and they will come and take it away. Give them a call today at 607-382-7609 to get started with D&L Disposals, the premier residential waste management service in the Woodhall area. And once again, I do want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Blake Snyder just one more time for joining me this evening. Great guy. I hope he comes to Woodhall a little bit more. He's got one fast car, and he's nice to talk to too. So I hope that he comes to Woodhall more in the future. He's got a fast car there, so you never know. But I also understand wanting to travel, do a few more different things, so I can get behind that a little bit. And I guess November 1st is the banquet. You had to be RSVP'd by your, what was that, this Wednesday, the 22nd, I believe. So hopefully you got RSVP'd. I think it should be a pretty good showing. I think we are currently working on a little bit of the schedule, going through some stuff, thinking what we can do different, what we can do better. If you got any ideas, I guess you could let me know. I'm always open for ideas, and I can take it with a, hopefully take it, use it, and it'll turn out to be a good idea. So, please remember to like and subscribe on the YouTube page, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. And I guess until next week, everybody, have a good week. And drivers, I'll see you November 1st.